There's no more to say. Arresting, ear-catching talk from the Boulevard Studios of Bill Bennett's Morning in America.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Stephen Hayward sitting in for Bill today at the Boulevard Studios, and I do recognize that tune. That's one of Gentle Giant's more accessible tunes called Think of Me with Kindness. It's really almost a traditional ballad. I dare you, Claude, to play one of their edgier songs later in the show.
We'll work our way up.
All right. Well, let's take some calls. We've got several people up on the board right now who are responding to my provocation. Let's go to Mike in Stephen City. You say, Mike, you have 12 Gentle Giant albums. How are you this morning?
Yeah, that's, I believe the song you're playing comes from their Giant Octopus album.
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah. When I was in the Navy back in the early 80s, my CB handle was Freehand, which was the name of their seventh album. And when they went on tour in America, you sat there, and on stage, as you were waiting for them to come on stage, there was a giant glass house.
Oh,
and
right.
They opened the concert with a drum roll on the glass house, shattering the house.
Right.
So that was as edgy as they got.
Right.
But there was a reason for that. It was part of the song, Living in a Glass House.
Right. Well, that's the title of, I think, their best album, In a Glass House, which, if you know the story, no American record company wanted to release it. They thought it was just too weird. So it was only available as a very expensive import. And it still sold, I think, 250,000 copies, which I suppose is nothing in the music business, but is a lot for something that is, to use one of their other titles, an acquired taste.
Which is, I believe that was their second album.
Right.
The last album I had of theirs was sort of a silly album. It was A Giant for a Day, where you actually could cut out a mask of the Gentle Giant symbol.
Right.
And it was, I think they it was sort of a crossover to easy or pop music.
Yeah, that's right. They later said that was a mistake. and they broke up shortly after that. Right. Well, thanks for the call, Mike. It's a short segment, so I've got to move very quickly here. And, wow, if my old high school friends are listening, they're just going to kill me for doing this. Let's go to Paul in Philadelphia, who has a recommendation for us. Paul, welcome to Morning in America.
Good morning, Stephen. Pleasure to talk about this. You never know what you're going to get on the Bill Bennett Show.
That's a point, right.
Anyway, two bands I'd like to mention real quick. One is Dream Theater. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
I'm not. I've heard this, though.
Yeah, I would call them I guess a good word would be the progenitors of the second wave of American progressive. So there you go. They're probably at the top of the game. Another one is a British band called Marillion. Any familiarity?
No, I haven't heard. I've heard of Dream Theater, but I haven't heard of Marillion.
You got to check out Marillion. They're really, really good. Very similar to Pink Floyd and early Genesis.
Oh, I'm going to write that down. How's that spelled,
It's Marillion. I believe the name is taken from a Tolstoy play called The Silmarillion.
Oh, that could be. Well, Silmarillion was, if I'm saying the same word, is also one of the Tolkien novel titles. This is something Brad Berzer points out, is that there's an influence of medieval literature and styles, and even T.S. Eliot abstract poetry in a lot of progressive rock, which certainly would separate it from, say, the Strolling Bones or the Rolling Stones or whatever they're called.
You will enjoy immensely both those bands.
Right. Well, thanks, Paul. Thanks very much for the call, Paul. Another reason I'm doing this theme, by the way, is that normally in my academic and intellectual work, I'm a huge critic of all things progressive and progressivism. And so maybe progressive rock is the only progressive thing I could approve of. Well, we'll see.